So, you think you know something about sex? A new exhibition at the University of Pennsylvania presents vastly different ways of thinking about sex stretching back 5,000 years. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports.
The University of Pennsylvania's Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology wants to get your mind out of the gutter.
We think a lot about sex, I think, right now in 2015, but I wanted to kind of denaturalize that by looking at how it's done in this kind of anthropological perspective.
That is curator Dr. Lauren Risvit. She put together a history of sex in 30 objects. They range from a nude female figurine from 3000 BC to a Native American relief sculpture made just a few years ago. The show skips between traditional cultures around the world, like from Papua New Guinea, a carved wooden bowl depicting two figures copulating in what might be the least sexy way possible.
They're really kept completely separate except for the point of meeting with the genitalia. And it seems to be this idea of understanding how earth and sky come together, how the world works, keeping people both separate and together.
The way you understand how the universe works affects the way you have sex. A 19th century Buddhist Tantra painting from Tibet shows couples engaged in rapturous sex in order to access a certain spiritual deity. It's next to a sandstone bust of a yogini, that's a female yogi, from 10th century India. It was likely part of a cult whose practitioners would commune with the god Rama through ritualistic sex.
Her practices are not necessarily practices that are all condoned within Hinduism. And yet, the way she's trying to unite with a sense of Brahman is through sex.
The 30 objects on view are part of a larger campus-wide series of events at Penn related to the science, politics, history, and literature of sex. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.